You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the Daily Edition. Two more days left in the month of September before we turn the calendar page to October here in 2021. Man, oh man. Well, on this edition of the Daily, this will focus solely on soccer. It's been a couple days since our last Daily from over the weekend, and soccer on Sunday lost to Texas Tech. So after losing to Texas, and it's interesting enough because they got shut out the same score at home on whiteout night, and then you turn to flip the script around to going to Lubbock, Texas this last weekend on Sunday, and you get shut out by Tech in the same score, 2-0. So Texas teams outscored the K-State soccer team in both matches 4-0, and not to get any goals in these contests obviously got to be disappointing. And they had a shot advantage in this ball game last weekend in Lubbock, Texas, and still lost the matchup there in John Walker Soccer Complex there, as it looked like, again, the issue all year long with the soccer team is slow starts, and another slow start happened on last Sunday in Lubbock, where Texas Tech used early goals there to pretty much hold off K-State's barrage of shots there to drop K-State now under the 500. Matt, 500 mark, Mike DeBene went on to say, quote, "I thought we played a good game, and just in the big moments or key situations, we cut ourselves or dig ourselves another hole." And then he goes on, went on and says, quote, "That can't happen against good teams. We just can't do that. We have to figure out ways to continue to get better, but we played a really good game. We just did it against a really good opponent, and they capitalized on their chances, and we just couldn't do the same." And end quote. Again, K-State, you know, threatened the Red Raiders in this game with 11-9 shots there, including a 4-3 lead in shots on goal in the second half alone. Freshman Ada Anderson and junior Rue Yarnell Williams each fired off big time shots, but were unable to find the net. As well, Ada Anderson has been really good this year for the K-State soccer team as well. But hey, at the end of the day, the final score matters, and K-State cannot find the net in Big 12 play to this point. And they're going to be going on, actually, tomorrow night, rival Kansas, I believe. Yep, they have to go to Lawrence, actually. They have to go on the road to Lawrence here to see if they can knock off the Jayhawks tomorrow night in Lawrence there. That's going to be on the Big 12 Now Network, 7 o'clock Central Time. For those interested in checking that out, you can do that as well. So, K-State now falling to 5-6 on the season there. And Ada Anderson kind of continuing her little line here. 2 shots on goal out of 3 shots. Of course, none of those found a net. Kyler Goings had 2 shots, none of those on goal. Marissa Wetchel, who's been kind of quiet here over the past couple of matches, no goals, but had 2 shots. One of those were on goal. Aaliyah El Nagar also had a shot, which was on goal as well. So, and you kind of say, figure out where's Brooklyn Ents and all that. I have no idea. I'm not the right person to answer that question there, as we're less than 24 hours away from that match in Lawrence there. So Brooklyn Ents also been quiet too. So when you don't have Ents involved in the game plan, or at least on the stat sheet anyways, that's not good. That's not a good sign for Mike DeBene and his team moving on forward. And obviously they're gonna have to find the net at some point, hopefully tomorrow night against KKU, they can do just that. So that's their next opponent there. 2-0 loss at Lubbock. And the K-State soccer team is going to have to find a way here. And this is in this 16-13 Tech shots with his total shots and 7-5 advantage there. 5 saves by each team. Red Raiders had the advantage on corner kicks. there in fouls. K-State had too many there, 11-9. K-State loses to Texas Tech on the road in Lubbock, 2-0, which sounds familiar from last week. So two matches, two 2-0 games, which K-State failed to win both of those matches. And, of course, huge game on the road against KU here in Lawrence, actually, tomorrow night for Mike DeBeanie's team. So we'll see if they can respond here and try to get themselves rolling with these big troll games here for the Wildcat soccer team. Obviously, here before I close, obviously a big weekend here in the Little Apple with K-State Hall of Fame weekend in store for the nominees here. And obviously, I'll touch on that here down the line at some point. I'm hoping to do that tomorrow. But obviously, the Oklahoma game with the K-State Hall of Fame up in there. This weekend, Darren Sproles, one of the inductees to the K-State Hall of Fame, he's supposed to be there, I believe, be here on Saturday as well. Big game, obviously, after K-State fell flat on their face in the first half. If you have not listened to my reaction edition, it's up now. Wherever you listen to podcasts, please do that as well. So a lot of people have checked in on that. Even if you're not a K-State fan, haven't followed the Cats, I would encourage you to do that. If you're a big college football fan in general, I would encourage you to do that as well. But yeah, K-State looking to bounce back and really, really looking to put Oklahoma in a precarious situation. I probably need to look this up before we take on the Sooners on Saturday afternoon, which obviously weather could have a factor in this. Rain is supposed to be in the area this weekend, so we'll see how that's going to play out. But I probably think this is close to a sellout. And, of course, we're going to be there as well to witness this action. And hopefully, I'm going to have a separate daily on rumors on Skylar Thompson, which I don't really appreciate. But, all in all, a big weekend. K-State Hall of Fame is going to be inducted, and K-State looks to bounce back, and you're going to have a daunting task, but, and we said that, and my coach has said this as well, this is going to be Oklahoma's first road game of the season, so, and they've had their struggles this year. They've gotten away with a lot of things already early in 2021, so they're going to have to come into Bill Snyder Family Stadium and deal with this crowd on Saturday. It's going to be interesting to see. We'll see what happens there on K-State Hall of Fame inductee weekend here as K-State looks to bounce back. And obviously K-State with a two-game winning streak on OU. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That means we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Audio Boom, and more. The Pro Project Podcast getting set to roll in to the month of October. I'm going to put it in the discussion for right now. I appreciate you guys for listening to another edition of Triple P Daily. Go Cats! Eddie Greer. We'll talk to you next time on the Purple Project Podcast.